stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
Now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. From all of us here at the Old Bob and Ray Show, to all those of you listening out there in the great unseen radio audience.
We've had a great imaginary day here with the Christmas dinner and all the cast gathered around the big table. And
wonderfully taped. We had a nice visiting from one soap opera luminary to others.
You know, I heard some of that, and it really worked out pretty well.
It makes you kind of feel real folksy and warm down deep inside when you see Mom Burton talking with Whispering Straits, or talking to the Whispering Straits, or whatever she was doing. Or
you and Dr. Malone the same way at Helen Trent's house. But anyway,
Gil Whitney showed up, did he?
I didn't hear that one, but I
don't know as he did. I don't know how to take Gil, Bob. I don't know what I like him or not.
Gil is, sometimes he's in good graces.
I think he's been stringing Helen along for years and years. But Merry Christmas anyway, everybody. And in keeping with the spirit of all this, we thought that we would present one fellow's family with the same basic imaginary idea that you mentioned.
Yes, I mean, they weren't invited anyplace.
Of course not.
So we thought we would invite some of our friends over to their house. They don't know it. It'll be somewhat in the manner of a surprise. All they figure is that they're going to do a regular One Fellow's Family episode.
Okay.
So, this is all set.
As a sustaining feature on the Bob and Ray Show, bring you another episode of One Fellow's Family. Today's episode, entitled Merry Christmas, One and All, is taken from book IX, chapter II, pages 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and the bottom of page 17. As we look in on the family now, it's Christmas, and we hear Father.
Well, Fanny, it's been a wonderful day, but I can't say I'm sorry to see it coming to a close. It's been a tiring one with the whole family here.
Yes, but it certainly has been a wonderful Christmas.
Did you hear what Clifford said about that wonderful new job of his?
Yes, doesn't it sound exciting?
I think someone's at the door, Ben.
Come in.
Hi, One Fellow's Family.
Why, it's Wally Ballou.
Hello, Wally.
Hi.
Well,
hello, Butcher.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
Fine, wonderful. I was just passing through town and thought I'd stop in and see how everything was going. Mind if I sit down, rest a spell?
Come in.
Oh, sit down, Morty. How are things back
there? Merry Christmas, ladies.
Hey, that's Captain Wolf Larson.
This be the good Captain Wolf Larson who come ashore to wish you all a happy Yuletide, matey.
Hey, where to sit down, Captain Larson?
Good to see you again, old Gaffer. You too, ma'am.
Sandy, how about
very
some
much, Captain.
Refreshments for our guests?
All right.
You know, I was just telling Fanny that Clifford, our son, has a new job.
Just to hear more, ma'am.
New job, you say? Yes, he's got an exciting proposition back
there. You fit that, Captain.
Yeah, don't drink that too fast, Captain.
Okay.
All right. Well, why, Webley Webster.
Hi.
Yeah, saw you through the window in the door.
Come in. Merry Christmas. Hey, isn't that Cat the Wolf Larson?
Merry
Christmas to you, too, matey.
Well, Webley, what brings you into town?
Well, I just happened into town. I remembered the wonderful Christmases we had here at this house in years gone by, and I thought I'd come back and say hi to you, Doodledee.
Well, the Christmas spirit is never stronger than here at the Butcher household. Make that another refreshment for Webley Webster, Fanny.
All right.
Well, I wonder if anybody else will stop by. Have a nice day, Webb.
Oh, beautiful. Got everything I wanted. A lot of things you didn't really want, but I can use.
Well, fine.
Oh, it's been nice.
I passed the McBeebe twins on the street. They said they were going to try and drop by if I could.
Maybe that's the McBeebe.
I'll get the door, Teddy.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Quite a crowd assembled here, Father Busser.
Yes, that's right, but there's always room for one more.
Well, it's always nice on Christmas.
Fanny, would you mind getting the door while I sit down and rest?
Well, howdy, Mother Butcher.
Good to see you next place,
though. Well, I see
everybody
the others have arrived. Hey, hi, sir.
Oh, hi, sir.
Hi, Wedley, Wally.
Hello, matey.
Hi, Captain Wolf Larson.
Be a gamey cowboy suit you wearing, mate.
Well, we've just been on the road, but we were going through town and thought we ought to drop by. Wonder if I could help myself over at the punch bowl there.
While you're up, would you fill up the good captain's jug for him?
Aye, sure. Give me a glass there.
Well, now you have a nice time, everybody, and there's some turkey left out there on the sideboard. Why don't you be sure and help yourself if any of you want it. There's still some stuffed celery left, too.
Sandy? Clifford was saying he starts his new job the middle of January.
Ah, yeah, about Clifford's new job. You've been mentioning it and saying it over and over and over.
Well,
my word.
The thought that maybe he would come by himself to tell us more about it.
I'm going to the door.
Well, I'm going to punch bowl.
You remember me, Wamorosby. Wish you all Merry Christmas.
Hey, where are the cannibals, Wada?
Them could not be here. They entertain.
Where are they playing, Las Vegas, someplace?
They're playing fashionable restaurant in Las Vegas.
Well, good. What you been doing since we saw you last? I remember you were down on some South Pacific island the last time you were.
Been there many years. Come back now with the cannibal singing group.
Uh-huh.
Go to Europe and back and forth this country.
Sound like you've been on a rather strenuous schedule.
Well, sit down anyway, Bonner. Nice to see you again. My word.
You say Clifford's got a new job, Father Butcher.
Yes, that's right.
Who told you?
Huh?
Who told you about Clifford's new job?
I heard your father talking about it there.
Yes. Not my father.
No, I'm her husband.
Oh,
Wally, there's something about you that's so precious.
Hey, I covered the last run of
your ears. That's just a joke.
I covered the last run of a commuter train through Montauk Point last night. Missed all the fun at home.
Well, was it exciting?
No, just kind of routine. Everybody in a kind of a foul mood. Well, that's too bad you had to work last night, Wally.
Hey,
Bosco. I just want to say Merry Christmas. And what about Clifford's new job?
Well,
I'm heading to the punch bowl, and I'll see you in a little bit.
I can tell you about the new job
All right, sure. Come on over and tell me about it.
Everybody seems to know about Clifford's new job, Father.
Yes, well, it sounds as if it should be rather an interesting one.
You know who I've met? I haven't seen Bob and or Ray for almost 4 or 5 years. They've always been so busy at Christmas time. They never come visit the old one fella's family.
Well, it would make a perfect Christmas if they were to drop by.
Why, them two birds too selfish. They're off somewhere.
Well, I don't know. They may be. They said they were going to be out on the coast sometime soon. They might be. Can't tell. They might be coming by.
The way you say that, Tex, I almost believe they're stepping up from the front porch now.
Hey, look, they're the McBeady twins leaving. Goodbye, McBeady twins.
Hi. Oh,
Bob. Oh, all right. Oh, baby. Merry Christmas, dude. So, see, I thought they were going.
Well, they did make it.
Well, hi, everybody.
Come in, Bob and Ray.
Say, everybody's here. Gee, yeah, Captain Larson, Bob, and
Juana Rosby, and Wally, and Webley.
Mary Backstage.
I tell you, if we could all have
Helen
your
partners, Dean Bosco.
And the chairman of the board, Jacobus Pike. Could we have all of your attention for just a moment? Would you quiet down, please?
So the big reason we're here is to wish you all, of course, season's greetings. A very, very Merry Christmas. Oh, they're just as quiet as
can be. Well, we want to tell you, too, that program is coming up again, the one they do around the end of the year every time.
Years of Crisis. 11 years ago, you know, a bunch of CBS newsmen wanted to come home for the holidays, and the network said, okay, but you'll have to work for it.
Oh, that's not the way it happened at all.
Well, maybe not, but ever since, they bring the correspondents in from every corner of the globe, and they do visit relatives at the same time.
For CBS newsmen, all have relatives in Paris, huh?
No, well, oh, maybe some. Why?
Well, this year it's going to be in Paris, France. That stuff about relatives, you made that up, see?
Yeah. I like to appear blasé on these promos.
All right. Well, I just remind everyone that Years of Crisis, 1959...
That's what they're calling it this year, isn't it?
It'll be this Sunday on most of these stations. The big guns of CBS News will review the big events of the year and forecast the future as they see it in their overseas posts.
No crystal balls or reading the tea leaves, just good, hard-hitting radio journalism.
That's good phrase, Dave. The title, too.
Well,
Years
come on,
of Crisis.
Folks, talk it up. Have fun. Gee whiz.
Oh, boy. Boy.
Cut down on all the spirit.
What a say, Christmas carol, kind of.
Well, there you go. What do you think, everybody? Would you all like to hear a carol?
Well, that idea went over pretty
well. Of a good time at all.
I haven't heard you sing for a long time, Captain Larson.
Well,
I'll
join
you
in then, matey. What be the song you're going to sing?
Well, how about Deck the Halls? We've rehearsed that one.
Yeah, Deck the Halls, we know, Wolf. It's very good.
All right. Mary Backstage, you join in. You too, Lynn Lovely. Captain Watney, don't you hesitate to sing.
Why, Watney?
Campbell. See Wilson, Messi, everybody. See who else is over here tonight. Oh, look, it's good Professor Groggins.
Hello, Professor Groggins.
Hello.
Still,
nice to be here. I'm still earthbound.
Still didn't get it off the ground, huh?
No, but there's always a new year.
Sure.
Just a week away, and we hope for better things in 60.
David Lovely, how are you? Cliff Fleming, Clifford.
Fine. Right, Dave.
Good to see you, Cliff.
All right, everybody ready now. Deck the halls, what girl.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. La 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 la.
It's our Christmas party for today, and we'll be back with our so longs in just 10 seconds.
And tune in next year at the same time for the Bob and Ray Annual Christmas Show.
Until Monday, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
This is Governor Brown, ladies and gentlemen, wishing each of you a happy holiday season and reminding all of you who drive an automobile that you can contribute to that.